B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
On the Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
It's time to open your eyes and realize you're not having a nightmare. You're just listening to our show.
We're like a mold. We slowly grow like a fungus.
My husband does not know how to not talk for 15 minutes.
My mom would say mustard cures everything. I said, Mom, my nipple itches. She said, put mustard on it.
You don't think you have a crazy neighbor. You're the crazy neighbor.
Everyone keeps calling it ISIS, Mr. President. Why do you intend on calling it ISIL?
One more word out of you, I'm going to bite you in the knee.
I have big feet. I'm like a clown.
But don't worry. He can still zip his pants.
Yeah. This is Kiss Mornings with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Sure is. 5.1.
Oh, she hurt herself.
We're starting off the show with an injury?
Oh my gosh, what's wrong?
That hurts so bad. I have these like big bell, like Miami pants on today because I'm flying to Florida. And I went to go put my feet up on the ring around the chair and my pant got caught under my foot and slipped off and slammed into the desk.
Oh my gosh.
Ow.
Wow.
Should we call someone?
Starting off the show with an injury. Ice, we need ice.
All right, we're going to roll these pants up.
Yeah.
Did you know they made a big deal about Cam Newton in training camp yesterday because of his shoulder? He was throwing the ball, looked tremendous. So all eyes are on you today to see how your performance is going to be after your injury, Loren.
I think that like woke me up because I was really dragging this morning and I was like, I have no interest in working today. Like my mind is already on a plane.
That's fine. I mean, we have vacation in like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
A week? I'm checked out. I want to get off of work.
Yeah.
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 You want to do one, Roy?
I can't wait to go home. I really want a vacation. Oh, I thought you were going to do one.
Loren bashed her leg. You guys, do you know what today is?
Friday!
Woo!
What we doing?
Drinking!
That's so stupid. This is some show open. I know. I'm pretty sure our consultants tell us to get right into it.
We are getting right into it. We're getting right into the Friday fun. We have the free-for-all, of course, for you today. Throwing back the old school music starting at 7:45. Your day in 30 seconds. I can go first.
Go for it.
I have a ghost in my house.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Now it's your turn, Loren. What's going on? Well, for some reason, I have a TV in my garage. My man cave is in my garage. And I have a TV out there, and for the last 3 days, when I've come home from work, after Amanda leaves in the morning, I come home from work, the TV's been on. And I can't think of anything other than the fact that my neighbor might have the same TV, and when they turn their TV on,
maybe
it somehow turns my TV on.
I was going to say maybe the batteries are dead in your remote, and it's like shorting out.
Oh, it could be, but yeah. Like the last 3 days, and it's only, so it doesn't happen overnight. It only happens like
during the day.
Ooh, is somebody breaking into my man cave and watching TV and not shutting it off?
Maybe they're not taking anything.
Your house is a good size. There could be someone living there and you don't know. Maybe in your attic or whatever.
Anyway, that was my day in 30 seconds. Dean and I were trying to investigate, and Dean had got his magnifying glass out, and he's going, Dad, I found a clue. And it was like a leaf.
Aww.
I go, oh, yeah, the man might have brought the leaf in. You know, then I didn't want to scare him that there's some man in our house. How about you, Roy? What was your day like?
I found out that my information was compromised in the Equifax hack.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm now dealing with that. That was a big part of my day yesterday.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Well, they made one hell of a mistake. Yeah, the credit agency didn't keep our credit information safe. And by the way,
No, you're not helping nobody. Yeah,
they really aren't. And you guys are probably affected, too. It's like 125 million people.
How new is this? Because I just got a new debit card.
No, it's your Social Security.
Oh,
great. Yeah. Wait, how would they break into?
The Equifax, like the people that do credit monitoring and reporting.
Oh. So
how did you find out that you were part of it?
Well, I saw it on CNN. They made a big deal about it. And then I went to the website, and you have to see if your information's part of the thing. You have to type in your social.
So you're going to give us the website, right?
That sounds safe. I'm going to go to a website to type in my information.
I went to the FTC. Okay. Yeah, I went to like a real government thing.
Everybody's got your Social Security card
number. I know.
It's like your phone number.
I know. Like anybody can become Roy. Like it's so bad.
It is not the first time your social's been stolen.
2015, 2016 was hell. People were going to have credit cards. I had a Sprint phone. I had a T-Mobile phone. I'm like, I don't have these phones.
That's funny.
I was getting bills. Evidently, somebody. I remember in 2015 when I first moved here, somebody went on a major shopping spree at Ashley Furniture.
Wow.
I remember
I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have the furniture. You can come look.
By the way, like, isn't that the easiest thing to find out who? Just find out where the furniture was delivered.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Yeah, follow the facts. Follow the truck. How about you, Loren? What was your day in 30 seconds like? A little better?
Yeah, so if you've been following my house for sale saga, we were supposed to close today, and then earlier this week we found out that there was we hit a huge snag, and then all of a sudden now we're closing again today.
Hey!
But yesterday, because we didn't think we needed to rush to clear the rest of the things out of the house, yesterday was like a mass purge with just me and my husband in this house with like, because the electric's not on. So, like, no AC, no lights, like, I mean, just a mess.
So the closing is going to happen today.
Fingers crossed.
If you had Loren down as the person to sell her house before Roy the Realtor sold his first house.
I feel like this is going to jinx it.
Why?
Because the way my life is going currently, like us saying that is going to be like, oh, you know what? Their lenders changed their mind again. No.
I do have a house that's on the market, and I have my first open house. I hope it...
Find your way to a home of your own.
Roy Real Estate. you know, like the voiceover right there.
Oh, man, we got so much to talk about. A man got a second chance on his lottery ticket and won $1 million. We'll tell you how that happened. Also, did you know you can't do this to yourself? We'll tell you what this is coming up in under 10 minutes with MRL.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the main one in the Red Morning Show.
All right. So, did you know it's impossible to do this to yourself, you guys? It is impossible to tickle yourself.
I believe it.
Yeah, I do too. I'm not even really that ticklish, to be honest with you.
Really?
I'm really not.
Can I try?
That's a little me too-y.
I know. That's why I asked. Consent to sex.
Tickle her feet. Tickle her feet. My feet are ticklish. Under my armpits are ticklish.
Well, HR is going to be like, did you try to tickle Loren? Yeah, but I'm gay. So it's
and it's first segment.
It's first segment.
So they say, according to this article, if you tried to tickle a part of your body and then you had someone else tickle that same part, you're more likely to be ticklish when someone else does it.
Is it the anticipation?
Every time your body moves, it creates sensations that could potentially confuse you in all kinds of ways. Just imagine the chaos every time one of your hands brushed your leg, and if you assume someone was attacking you. It's the way your brain handles it. So you know you're going to rub yourself, so nothing happens. But if you had someone else do that same thing, you'd have a different reaction. I think that is so crazy. I never really thought of that.
But it is true.
Mm-hmm. A central part of your sense of self and agency, your psyche, it doesn't allow you to replicate the touch of someone else.
Hmm.
That's so complex.
Yeah, our brains are weird, man.
Like I'm tickling under my arm right now.
You are not tickling yourself.
All right, Lori, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So, Constance Wu, she is the number one paid for this? To be young and in love
in New York City. We'll find out after Lav with MRL.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So when there's a movie with Cardi B and J-Lo and Constance Wu and Jennifer Lopez is producing the film, you would think that she would be the highest billed person on that movie.
Who, J-Lo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Constance Wu is actually the top billed for all press surrounding Hustler, which will come out in September.
Are so all in on J-Lo right now.
Well, I love Constance Wu, too, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
So, apparently, when they were filming this, and it's been signed off for a long time ago, that she would be the person that does, like, all of the press. And she's just the top emerging breakthrough Asian American representation in Hollywood right now. So, they're, like, kind of pushing her to the forefront of everything, which I think is pretty cool.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian, she is taking her act to jail. She was spotted filming at D.C.'s correctional facility, and it was earlier this week. Now, Oxygen has confirmed that the footage is part of her upcoming documentary, Kim Kardashian West, The Justice Project, and it'll be a two-hour episode, and no release date just yet, though. Now, Will and Grace, we brought it back. Everyone was excited about it. It's got three seasons under its belt when it's come out. Yes. But it's going away again.
Oh, no. Amanda loved the original Will and Grace and didn't love the reboot, which makes me nervous for 90210, which is coming out.
I think you just have to think, like, there's a time for these shows. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But the original did run from 98 to 2006. Which brings the total number of seasons to 11. So sad to see it go after 11 seasons. If you're headed to the box office this weekend, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is premiering. Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio. It looks amazing.
I'm dying to see it.
Yeah. Let us know what you think if you do see it.
And can you look Leo DiCaprio back in the eye again? Because you couldn't on the set of the movie, apparently.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I guess that was like one of his things on his rider that like nobody could look him in the eye.
It's so weird. Like, how do you...
Hey, Mr. DiCaprio, no, don't!
I think maybe it's... I don't know if it's anxiety or what, but I guess that's a thing.
Yeah.
All right, that's your dirty.
Usually when you play the lottery... or the Powerball, or whatever it is, you have a ticket, and if it doesn't win, you throw it away. Well, one Charlotte man, thankfully, didn't throw it away and became a million-dollar winner. We'll explain in 8 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dan and Shay speechless. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
Today, we will be heading with a bunch of people who won tickets this week to join us at Carowinds. MRL Show does Carowinds. People are dropping DMs, Roy, and hitting us up on text, asking what time we're going to be there. We will be at the park around 11.
Yeah.
We're meeting in the front, so if you see the MRL Show and you're just going, stop by and say hi.
Yep.
But thank Carowinds for letting MRL take over the park today.
How many times have you guys bought something and you realize that you can go online and like submit a code or there's a chance to win? You just got to take that extra step and go online.
Yeah, that's like what we talked about with the receipts.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, if you go to like Lowe's or something, they say, hey, do me a favor, fill out the back of this or a Chili's.
Can you get $500?
Or a gift card.
Yeah. Well, so the Charlotte man. He was in the process about to throw away his lottery tickets, and he noticed that there was a second chance on the lottery tickets, a second chance drawing. So he went to the website, and he was like, I just might as well just give it a shot. He punched it in, and sure enough, he won $1
million. What?
Through the online second chance drawing.
Which, I had no idea that there was a second chance drawing option.
I've seen it. I bought lottery tickets, and it's like, go online and put this code in, and maybe you'll win, you know? And you're just like, eh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what's the chances of that?
Right.
Well, his odds were 1 in 990,000, so almost 1 in a million chance of winning. So he had the options of getting, of course, 20 annual payments of $50,000 or a $600,000 lump sum. He took the lump sum, and so he took home, after taxes, $424,500.
That's not bad for second chance.
That's nice scratch.
Yeah.
paid off his student loans, put a big amount towards his mortgage.
I like that he was about to throw it away, and then he saw that there was a second chance opportunity.
You know, my parents, a long time ago, back in the early 2000s, they would do still when the computers were just becoming a thing, when it was like becoming really more, you know, internet was more of a thing. They were, I remember they would do that, and we won quite a few things early on, and then it just seemed like it was impossible to win.
Because everyone was doing it?
Yeah.
Did your parents play the lottery a lot? Like, my dad plays, like, almost every day.
I don't know if they I don't know if they played the lottery a lot as a kid, but I remember, like, we got a Harley Davidson gift basket with blankets and chess sets and playing cards.
Is it Harley from Davidson? Where?
They did, the, like, I think one of the codes back early on. But there wasn't that many people on the internet, so you had a smaller pool you were playing against. And like,
but they weren't big lottery players,
per
se.
No, we also won some cigarette company gift basket. I don't know. we had a Marlboro poker set, you know.
That's funny. Smoke Marlboro.
Yeah.
What about you, Lorraine? Did your dad play the lottery? Was he a lottery player?
I think he did when it was big, but I don't remember either of my parents like playing every day.
Yeah.
Now, my mom did play sometimes because my grandmother was really into it.
Oh, yeah, my grandmother wasn't.
And this is the other thing that happens in my Pittsburgh family. I had a dream. I woke up and 222 was staring at me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On the clock, we gotta play it. We have to play it. 9:10. It's the house number. We have to play it. That's my grandmother and my two aunts that live in Pittsburgh. That's their deal.
They have these visions and they have to play those numbers.
Yeah, like there's numbers that speak to them.
Yeah,
yeah. I used to go to a where you like bet on the horses, like an off betting track where you watch screens, and that's all those guys talk about, man. Like, I see you sit there, it's a bunch of old-timers, and they play these numbers that mean something to them. And
or the horse's name.
Yeah. Oh, and then if a silver horse shows up, that's going to be the winner.
Yeah. A what?
A silver-colored
silver
horse.
Or, like, gray horse.
Yeah.
My friend's dad was a big lottery player, and I remember we would go to his house, and he would have lottery tickets all over his kitchen table. Like, on his, where he sat, you know, the rest of the kitchen table was empty, but where he sat, there was lottery tickets everywhere with marks on it and all that stuff. And, and so I asked my friend, I was like, what's he do with these? And he's like, well, this one's $2, this one's $5, this one's $6, this one's $1.
Whoa.
And, like, at the end of the week, he would turn them in and win, you know, take home, like, $40. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he spent $60 to win $40.
Yeah, probably. Well, you remember up in maybe Massachusetts, they figured out the scratch-off ticket.
Oh, yeah.
If they spent $2,000 in scratch offs, they won $8,000.
Yeah,
like,
remember that?
Like by the time you got to like the 300th ticket, it was a big winner, and so they just kept buying and buying and buying.
And they're making a movie. Isn't Ben Affleck doing the movie?
It's going to be a major film, and they ended up building an LLC, and it was a company, and they had millions and millions of dollars.
And like technically, you're not doing anything wrong by doing that.
Yeah, they're winning.
Figured out a loophole.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So here's the lesson, you guys. If you lose on the lottery, don't throw it away. You might have a second chance.
Still to come.
So I want to talk about this. I'm doing something again this weekend, and the rest of the show is once again not involved. And I can't tell whether or not feelings are seriously hurt.
Yeah, we think it's rude.
When you're going to Miami, what do you care? You're not even involved
really
in this.
I was really hurt last time.
All right, I'll explain what's going on in my life and why Roy and Nicole and Loren just aren't part of it. Coming up in 7 minutes.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So here we are once again, birthday time at the Maney House. Last time there was a birthday, I didn't invite the rest of the MRL show to the birthday party, and there was some hurt feelings. And I came from the angle, it was Dean's birthday party, he was turning five, and I came from the angle where I'm sparing you guys. It's a five-year-old birthday party. It's going to be a lot of kids there and parents with kids. And I know Cash is a child. I get it. But I was like, you know what? Amanda's like, do you want to invite the work people? I was like, no, just let's leave them out so that they don't feel like they have to come out to wax. So I'll bring a gift.
Oh, wait a second. So we're the work people.
Oh, I thought we were family.
So then I can see this is starting out great.
Yeah. Remember what happened last year?
Yeah.
During Dean's party.
So this weekend is Ruby's one-year-old birthday party, and it's happening tomorrow at the clubhouse. And I've rented the clubhouse at the pool for 2 hours. And again, like, because she's one, it's like, who do we invite? We invite some of the local neighbors, obviously, and then, like, Amanda's friend, Amanda, and Shelby, because we've been there for all their kids' birthday parties, and now... And so, again, Amanda's like, do you want to tell Nicole and Loren and Roy? And I said, well, I know Loren's going to the J-Lo concert. She hasn't stopped talking about it. So that's happening. And in Miami. So she's out. And I said, and then Roy and Nicole, they're not going to want to come. So let's just... And so I can't tell whether you guys are serious about wanting to go or not.
Before anyone else says anything, because I do want you guys to say how you feel, but I just want to say last year, I was the most hurt. Like, I know we, like, laughed and, like, joked around about it, and we threw pens at each other, but, like, I was so hurt last year. Yes.
I'm sorry.
I know, and, like, Cash was probably too young to play with the big kids at that point, but I'm like, I still invite adults to my kids' birthday parties.
And we're more than coworkers in this room. Right. So you just expected a certain...
Are any of Amanda's work friends going?
Here's the thing. Her boss, Paul...
Point for Nicole.
Hold on a second, Nicole, because Paul... Amanda said, like, Paul's kind of like, oh, we're coming.
Okay, well,
he hasn't seen our house, and we went to his daughter's birthday party.
You went to my son's birthday party.
We did.
Yeah.
Would you get out of this? You're not even here.
No.
I'm still fired up a year later.
She's hurt.
I want the option to say no. I don't want you saying no. She doesn't want to go for me. I want the option. And guess what? I wouldn't say no.
And we love your kids.
Oh, I know. And they love you guys. Oh, my gosh. Dean's coming into work next week. He can't wait to hang out. What about you, buddy? I mean, like, you and Sterling don't want to come out to Waxaw to go to, like, a one-year-old birthday party.
But you're acting like the only thing on surface is that we won't be entertained by the same toys that a 1-year-old. Like, you know what I mean? There's more to the party than that. It's there to be with you and your family and, you know, celebrate.
A cow goes moo. Yeah. Hey, Roy, give the toy back to
him. It's more than just that.
Okay. Well, listen.
But I honestly wouldn't want to go anywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you can't act like you're doing us a favor. Like, you still have to send out that invite and let us decide.
But, like, when we're doing head counts and stuff, I was like, no, babe, just leave them out. Like, I don't want, like, so it's different with you, Loren, because the chateau is a beautiful party place. You know what I mean?
And dude, your house is gorgeous.
Yep.
It's not at my house. I'm not having it at the house.
That's nice.
Your clubhouse, even better.
Well... All right. Well, Nicole, if you want to come, you can come.
I'm not going now.
I'm not going anymore.
No, I did. I would like to go, and I would like to be there with your family.
But you know what? If Amanda posts a picture, I will like it. If you post a picture, I'm not.
We both were like, Amanda didn't, all of a sudden, your friend Amanda didn't say we need to invite Nicole, Roy, and Loren. She was like, what do you want to do? And I was like, let's just leave them out. It's like this is like just kind of a neighborhood thing. And then
her work friends.
Well, her work friend is coming. That's funny that you said that.
I feel like this was like a fantasy football draft. And you were like, no, you can invite your coworkers and I just won't invite mine. Like, we'll have your coworkers on the team.
I think it's because we're embarrassing. I think that's what it is.
No.
I think that whenever we go out, you know, it's a whole thing. We like to make things about us.
You think it's because we're gay?
Oh!
Just kidding.
I don't know how Waxaw's going to handle a whole bunch of gay.
Wait, but I didn't get invited. invited last year. I didn't get lumped into that.
Well, you hang out with the gays.
You fruit fly.
Two gay people and a Miami person walk into Waxaw. Yeah. No, yeah. All right, so here's the deal. The next year, for sure, you guys, that's it. You'll be on the list. I did, and also, I was like, you know what? She's turning one. What's the big deal?
It's a bitch.
It is a big deal. Both kids. Next year, both kids okay. are on the invite.
All right, that's the deal. All right,
listen, I got to tell you about a story. A friend went on a date. But it wasn't the date that showed up. It was someone else. I'll tell you about it next.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So a friend of mine went on a date. It was a Tinder date. And this is the first time meeting in person. And so when she got to the restaurant, she sat down and the person wasn't there. So she was just waiting. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up to her and says, "Hey, are you Lindsay?" She goes, "Yeah." She'd never seen this guy before in her life. This wasn't the guy on the Tinder date. And he sits down. And she goes, "No, I'm waiting on someone." And she goes, I know. I'm going to just use a name for the guy that... So yeah. Brian's not going to make it today. How creepy is this?
What? Brian sent somebody in his place?
Brian's not going to make it today. I'm Brian's brother, and he feels really under the weather, and he can't make it today. But he didn't want you to think that he's blowing you off and coming up with a last-minute excuse. So I'm here in his place. And so then, in the process, she's puzzled by this. So the waitress comes up and is ready to start the order process, and she's like... And the guy's starting to tell her, the drinks. And she's like, "Well, am I about to have dinner with this person that's not my Tinder date?" You know, she's freaking out. Because then it starts happening quickly. And she doesn't even have time to process this. And so they order the drink orders. And she's like, "So what do you mean?" He goes, "Yeah, he's sick. And don't worry. I'll tell everything about what happens here. I'll report back to him."
So he was a stand-in.
A stand-in for the date.
Not like a long term thing. Like he wasn't coming to be like, "Hey, I'm gonna start trying to date you now." He was like, "This is just because he's not feeling well. I'm a stand in.
I'm a report." He said, "I'm gonna report everything back to him."
Loren, I'm not that all that mad at this idea.
Well, who pays for the date then?
Well, so this is how she ends it.
Brian.
She says, I appreciate what he's trying to do.
Uh-huh.
When he feels better, tell him to reach out to me. Right. And she gets up and she goes.
So she wasn't interested in hanging out with the brother?
No, because she told me later, she's like, what if, and I think this is a pretty good point.
I think I know where you're going.
What if this is a guy that catfished me and he's hoping that he could convince me to fall in love with him? Mm-hmm. Or there's this, what if I never meet this guy?
Did she confirm with the brother that that was him, though, at some point? Like, have you talked to her? I mean, obviously you talked to her since. Can she confirm that was him?
I honest to God, I haven't confirmed. Okay. It was so crazy. I didn't even think I have to confirm.
That sounds like a straight catfish episode.
I would text the brother or something and send a selfie of me and the guy and be like, is this really happening?
Well, yeah, I mean, the guy on Tinder was like, "Hey, I'm so sorry, I was sick." He did send that stuff.
So he has confirmed that it was the brother.
Guys, she's never met him. It could be the brother going back and answering for the other brother.
Right.
Hello, this is like 101 catfish.
And here I am going, you know what? Hats off to the guy who didn't blow the date off. Hey, I wonder if anyone else, because this is very rare, I would think, where you went on a date with someone, you met someone online, and then you went on a date with that person, and it wasn't the person who showed up, it was someone else, 704-570-9595.
She was spooked, man. It was the weirdest thing ever. I told her, I was like, I've never even heard of anything like this.
Did she say the guy was attractive at all that sat down, the brother?
Yeah, she said.
Because I have two older brothers, and I look somewhat alike with them, but I mean, we each look specifically, we're not twins.
I don't know if they look the same or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody texted from 336 and said, I wonder if the brother did it on purpose. Maybe the guy knew his brother didn't get dates, so he was his wingman.
Oh, so the brother would do the swiping and then send his brother on the date?
That is so weird.
The whole process is very strange. And at first, when you hear the story, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, that would sound like a cop-out, a last-minute back-out.
No, nope, mm-hmm. My mind immediately goes to the catfish, Roy.
Yeah, I know.
All right, 704-570-9595. We've got to know if anyone else out there in the audience, you guys went on a date with someone, and the person who showed up turned out to be the person who you weren't talking to before. Like, somebody different showed up on the date. It's the Manny Ryan Lorenz Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Ryan Lorenz Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. Roy just told a story about a friend of his who went on a date. Roy, and what happened?
So she showed up, and the guy that she was supposed to meet on the Tinder date didn't show up. It was a different guy, and he claims to be the brother and said, hey, my brother's sick. He didn't want you to think he was copping out of the date, so I'm here to relay back to him.
The total catfish.
Joanna texted us, Loren, and said the same thing happened to her. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
So this story sounds all too familiar for you, huh?
Oh, yeah, exactly the same as what happened to me. Exactly.
But so you don't think that this was a brother combo at all? You think that the whole thing was a catfishing?
Yes.
What makes you say that?
The guy showed up, and it was a completely different guy from who I had been talking to, and he claimed it was his friend and that his friend was too nervous to come and that he was going to report back to him exactly like her. And I called him out on it. I'm like, this is a catfish. I'm not doing this. and
did he admit it?
He never did truly admit it, but he turned off all red. So
yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
All right, Roy. I mean, maybe the catfish is a thing. I really think it was the brother because...
I really don't.
The brother even sent a message on Tinder saying, sorry, I felt under the weather, but I didn't want to leave you hanging.
But the catfisher could have wrote that.
I guess. Area code 802 said, I met a girl for dinner that I had been talking to on Tinder for a few weeks, and then when she got there, she looked nothing like her pictures and admitted that she was a catfish because she had a hard time getting dates because of her looks.
Yeah, I wonder what people think is worse. Like, actually... quote unquote, sending someone else or trying to be the person that you're not.
I don't know. I guess the overall vibe is like, just make sure that the person that shows up is the person that you were talking to.
Hey, get this. What if the catfisher shows up and it's a hotter person than the photo?
Say.
Perfect.
I'll take this catfish.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So what did Kanye West do that made Gwen Stefani cry? He had his gospel choir. You know, he does his Sunday services. He had his gospel choir sing their rendition of No Doubt's Don't Speak. And it moved Gwen Stefani.
Oh.
To tears.
Good, I was about to say, are we about to have like a Blake Shelton?
No. Woodstock. Jeez, I just hope these people can pull this thing off. Earlier this week, organizers were rejected for their permit in New York at Vernon Downs for the fourth time, but apparently that wasn't enough to make them give up. I mean, these people are the definition of tenacious.
I have inside information.
Oh, really?
Yes. I went to the Hoopty, Fred Whitfield from the Hornets, his fundraising camp.
Yes.
And there was a music night. And the keyboardist for one of the artists is from Woodstock, New York. And I said, the Woodstock Festival. He goes, not happening.
Really?
Whoa. Yep. Well, lives in Woodstock, knows everybody up there, says it's not happening. And then he went on to say how the organizers lost a ton of money.
So the organizers are not quick to say no. Like, they still think this is going to happen after months of being denied. So now they started looking at a 20,000-person capable pavilion in Maryland. So Columbia, Maryland is going to be the newest place that they're going to try to get this approved.
You know what it is? This guy Keith, the keyboardist, told me the artists were already paid.
Yeah,
the artists are paid, so these guys are like, well, we paid you, perform.
Right. So now, hear me out. They are thinking of changing the name to Woodstock 50 Washington, where proceeds would benefit and be donated to charities like climate change or voter turnout. The tickets will range between $129 and $595 for daily access to the grounds.
Okay. Good luck to them.
Still don't think it's going to happen.
Everybody makes mistakes, man.
I can't wait to watch the documentary.
That is a million-dollar mistake. Okay, Jordan Woods, she clearly has a type, and her type is Khloe's exes. She was spotted with Khloe's ex-boyfriend, James Harden, in Houston. Her Kylie Jenner's ex-best friend, who broke up Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian to begin with, was seen with Chloe's ex smoking hookah, dancing all over him, and getting cozy in a booth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Kylie Jenner is planning on Stormy merchandise. So she's registered for the trademark to have her baby take the spotlight very soon.
Okay.
That's your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rin. 704-570-9595. 29 wins.
Whoa, that's quite a run. Yeah. I didn't even think I realized that.
Yeah, she's getting up there.
Don't make me nervous.
Is it going to be 30 or is it going to down to zero? Call now and take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Lacey, welcome to the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're great. It's Friday. How could you not be great today?
Right.
All right, you're playing Can't Beat Loren. Let's see how you do.
All right,
now this is
the
Loren. I'm
going. All right, Loren, putting her headphones down, and she is walking out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, Lacey playing for everyone in the Queen City. Here we go. Question one. This weekend kicks off everyone's favorite week on TV. It's Shark Week. Hey, what channel can we watch that on, Shark Week?
I'm going to go with Animal Planet. I don't know.
Not a bad guess. Jay-Z's wife posted a YouTube video this week where she revealed that before beginning her strict diet, she weighed 175 pounds. Who are we talking about?
Beyonce.
And what pop star celebrated a year of sobriety this week after a relapse and an overdose almost took her life a year ago?
Demi Lovato.
After a lot of back and forth, Woodstock 50 has finally been relocated to Maryland. What state was Woodstock originally supposed to be held in?
California.
And question five, A$AP Rocky is finally charged and is going to face trial for the fight that he got in. What country is A$AP Rocky being currently held in?
Sweden.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren.
This story's funny.
She got the three correct.
Okay.
All right. Put your headphones in so you can hear me.
Yes.
All right. This weekend kicks off everyone's favorite week on TV. It is Shark Week. What cable channel can you watch that on?
And I've been obsessed with sharks lately, too.
Yes.
Discovery.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Lacey said Animal Planet.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, 1-0.
That's part of the Discovery family, I believe. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z's wife posted a YouTube video this week where she revealed that before her strict diet, she weighed 175 pounds. Who is that?
Beyonce.
2-1.
And what pop star celebrated a year of sobriety this week after relapsing and overdosing a year ago, and it almost took her life?
Demi Lovato.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Question four, Loren. After a lot of back and forth, Woodstock 50 has finally been relocated to Maryland. What state was it originally supposed to be held in?
New York.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Lacey said California. It's 4-2.
Also a good guess.
All right. Here we go. Question five. A$AP Rocky's finally charged and is going to face trial after the fight that he got in. What country is A$AP Rocky being held in?
I believe he is in Sweden.
That is correct. Final score, 5-3. Loren, you have 30 wins.
They were kind of hard today. I'm not going to lie, Lacey.
They've been hard the last couple of days.
Yeah. Lacey, you know what I want to hear before we let you go.
All right. I'm Lacey and I can't beat Loren.
Have Thanks, a great weekend, Lacey.
You too.
Get ready for the free-for-all, Lacey. You and everyone else, we're throwing it back, old school, to kick off Friday. And it's not just any Friday. The MRL Show, we're fired up in here because we're going to Carowinds with a whole bunch of you guys.
Yes, the legendary Friday free-for-all starts in 5. Don't go anywhere.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Kim Kardashian is going to jail. No, she's not incarcerated. She was actually filming at the D.C. Correctional Treatment Facility earlier this week, and Oxygen has confirmed that the footage will be used as part of an upcoming documentary, Kim Kardashian West, The Justice Project.
Remember, she was here.
Yes, she was here.
With Kanye to help someone who was reformed.
Yeah. And this will be a 2-hour special, but no release date just yet. Speaking of the Kardashians, Jordan Woods, she clearly has a type, and it's Khloe Kardashian's exes. She was hanging out with James Harden, who Khloe dated, and the two were cuddled up in a booth together, dancing, smoking hookah. Mm. I'm sure Khloe will be very excited about that. Paul McCartney, you think, you know, he's a big star. He would never forget his songs. Well, that's clearly not the case.
Uh-oh. He's getting older, Loren.
I have to relearn everything. I've written an awful lot.
So you can't retain them all. We go into rehearsal and I learn them, you know. Oh, yeah, that's how it goes.
Come on, man. His music was popular back in the 60s.
I know, but yeah. It's your song. I don't know. You don't think... I mean, I guess when you have that many songs, too, it's a thing.
Man, he's something special that he's still alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure.
Like for music lovers.
Yeah.
He and Ringo.
Speaking of music, Blink-182's got a new song out. And it actually, I think it sounds like their old stuff, and I really like it. It's called Dark Side.
Did they remember the words?
They did.
Okay.
I really like it though. It'll definitely be in my rotation.
Nicole, did they play that at their show the other night? Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you?
We cannot hear you. Did you hit the microphone button?
There we go.
Oh, hi.
I don't know because I didn't stay that long.
Oh.
She was just there for Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Really?
No, I heard Blink, but I mean, it was a Tuesday night, so I had to get home.
But out of both of them, you would have rather seen Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Why are you putting her in the corner like that?
I'm not. That's what I meant by saying she was there for Lil Wayne. All right, I got what Loren likes for you.
Great. What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
I'm kind of getting into this cooking thing, and I'm into like all these little gadgets for the kitchen now. Do you remember the vacuum seal bags that used to be like this huge thing that would sit on your counter and take all the air out of it and then vacuum seal it shut so that you could keep food longer?
No, it sounds expensive. Yeah. I didn't have that.
No, but you'd always see them and they were huge. Well, now they have these like little handheld ones that are battery operated that you can charge and use right in your kitchen. I mean, literally it's the size of your phone.
Okay.
So easy to store, and it's only like $22, so you can make your food last a little longer.
Okay.
I like it.
Yeah, go check that out and other things that Loren likes from the whole week up at kiss951.com. All right, the New York Post, they are funny. They did a poll. They asked men and women, what name of the opposite sex do they least like?
Mm.
And the guy's name is hilarious. The woman's name, I don't know. The guy's name, though, is funny. We're going to tell you about it, and we're actually going to discuss with you guys here in the Queen City coming up in under 10 minutes.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
All right. Men, women, ladies and gentlemen, we need to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Producer Nicole, line up the calls, please, and we need to know the names of people who leave a bad taste in your mouth. Is there somebody that you dated that you don't like, or maybe a coworker with a certain name that you don't like? 704-570-9595. The reason why we asked this is because the New York Post did a poll, and they asked the women, tell me the men names that you don't like for one reason or another. And they asked the men the same question about the women.
Okay.
Do you guys want to take any shots?
On like the most hated?
Yeah.
Chad.
My most hated is probably Ross, but I'm going to go with like Chandler.
Why are you naming Friends characters?
I honestly didn't mean to.
Rachel, Monica, Ross, Chandler. Total jerk.
No, I think Chandler is like a super preppy name. Like I think of like a frat boy.
Ah. Okay. Women said the name Seth.
Okay.
The name Brian and the name Paul top the list of names of people that kind of make them cringeworthy when they hear
Paul.
It. Huh. Paul.
I could see a Paul That's being a big
cringy. Seth for me. Like a Seth is so funny.
Yeah. Paul is Dallas's middle name.
Oh, really?
704-570-9595. What name will you not say because it makes you cringe? You know, a name that leaves a bad taste in your mouth. All right, so the New York Post goes on to say that the men were asked the same question about women. You ready? One of them hits close to home.
Oh, boy, it's Lauren, isn't it?
It's not Lauren. It's not Lauren. It's Nicole.
Oh,
yeah.
Nicole was number two on the list. Lindsay was number three.
Mm-hmm.
a name that men leave a bad taste in their mouth. And number one was Ashley.
Ashley, huh? I thought Karen would be on there because, you know, everyone's got a joke about a Karen.
Oh, yeah. Dang it, Karen. Uh-huh. Every office is a Karen.
That's like some comedian said, did anybody name their kid Barbara today? Like anybody in the world that was born, is there a Barbara or are we losing the name Barbara?
Rose.
Yeah. Rose. 704-570-9595. Men and women, we want to hear from you. Like, what name leaves a bad taste in your mouth?
Let's bring in Emily and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Room Morning Show, Emily.
Hey, thank you.
What's the name you just hate the most?
The name I hate the most is Karina.
Karina? Why do you hate Karina? That's a unique name.
My dad married a Karina one time, and she was the worst, and I think it's like the most evil-sounding name. It just sounds like an evil stepmother.
A villain?
like Carilla DeVille.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty close.
Karina. I think the name Emily is awesome, by the way.
Well, thank you.
I really do.
I'm the only one in the room, but I like it.
I feel like an Emily is a very positive name.
Very popular name, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're getting like an influx of text messages I can barely keep up with.
Okay, let's talk with April in Statesville. By the way, if you texted in, we would much rather you call in at 704-570-9595. Go ahead, April.
Hi, yes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
So, yeah, the bad name that leaves a bad taste in my mouth is Amanda. I had an incident, actually me and my husband's wedding, and she was actually the girlfriend of my brother-in-law. And so come to find out, like, after the whole ceremony and the reception party and stuff, we wake up the next morning and we've got, like, over $200 stolen out of our money that we gotten for our wedding. And she was the only one walking around the house, just all weird and, like, acting like we knew that something was up.
And that's Amanda. Yeah. Amanda was walking that way.
Amanda, mm-hmm. Yes. And she, like, was always had her purse on her, never let it down anywhere.
Mm.
Like, and then later on, it was like we noticed that she had money that she was, you know, didn't have. Like, her boyfriend was the one that carried the money. So we knew it was her. But we kept it cool because it was our wedding. We didn't want anything to go down.
So hold on a second, April, if you don't mind us cutting in real quick. So Amanda was guilty of stealing the money, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So anybody now with that name, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yes, it does.
Or in your ears.
Or even when I just hear her name, just period. Just,
yeah. Well, my wife's name's Amanda, and sometimes I bring her up on the show. And no, now I'm sorry, April.
No, not all Amandas are the same. I have to say that.
Thanks, April. I also like the name April. I think that's like kind of a all cool, right. Bright
you
name.
You like everyone's name. Can you at least, can you tell us when you hate one of the names?
Right.
Well, the name that's on the list, Nicole, I did date a Nicole, and she was mean to me. But then I met this Nicole here, Weaver,
who mean.
And she's equally as mean. So I love Weaver.
Okay, this is Shannon and Charlotte.
Hey guys, good morning.
What's the name? You just cringe when you hear it.
For guys, it is Craig. We dated on and off for 5.5 years, so he would just kind of disappear for like months at a time and then just reappear. Super doucher. I feel like he's kind of like a Chad for me.
Roy yelled Chad out in a heartbeat. Yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, all he was missing was cargo shorts.
Cargo.
To me, Craig, like a guy with the name Craig is somebody who wants everybody in the room to like him. I'm kind of vibe that. Like, I knew a Craig who was the class president and he wanted to be everyone's friend, you know?
Yes.
All right.
No, he was definitely a loser.
Thanks, Shannon. All right, Loren, go ahead. Hit a couple of text messages. Well, we have a second.
People say they don't like the name Pat, Keith. We got a text message from 803 that says, every crystal I know is bat crap crazy, especially ones that start with K. Craig is the worst, which I assume was who we just spoke to.
Maybe not. Maybe that's another vote for Craig.
Maybe. Debbie, Kim.
Wow.
Kim was my boss from hell, she says. And my ex-wife's name was Nicole. And she was the meanest.
See, the good thing about having a rare name like Roy, I'm never on any list.
But Roy wasn't a rare name at like some point in time.
Back in the day, yeah. But it was a good Western name, Roy.
Yeah, okay. Again, the New York Post said Seth, Brian, and Paul. Women didn't like those guy names. And the men said Ashley, Nicole, and Lindsay. They were on their list. So thanks for the calls.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
We got to break something down. It was something that I took a note, Loren, because you said something earlier in the week about friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to touch on that because as we head into the weekend, the friends with benefits plan might be activated. And well, I want to talk about it.
With who?
Not with Loren.
Oh, I know. I was like, do not put anything no. in the universe that I'm like going to Miami to CNN. No. Like, don't do that to me.
No, but we need to talk to people because there's a lot of people out there that say the friends with Ben's thing cannot work. So let's discuss this coming up in 7 minutes. We need you guys, the friends with Ben's out there.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We're loving the 30 remixes from Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm sure we'll have a new remix. He already did a remix with BTS. I don't know if you heard that.
I heard
the
he did.
The K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I really hope he gets the Dolly Parton one.
Me too.
That's going to be the good one.
It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Today, we are going to be heading down to Carowinds in just about 2 hours from now, as MRL Show does Carowinds with a whole bunch of listeners. If you didn't get in with us, you didn't win tickets this week, like we talked to somebody yesterday who's got a season pass.
Come on out. We should be leaving the radio station pretty soon after the show and head up there around 11.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to come hang out with us.
Yep.
But what does friends with benefits have to, you wrote it, Loren said something?
Yeah, so I wrote a note, Roy, because Loren, we talked to a caller this week, earlier in the week, and she was talking about how she doesn't have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She's been dating a guy, and he's really just a friend, and they really just kind of call each other or text each other with no strings attached and no stress. And it is clearly a friends with benefits thing, but she was like, I don't know. It's more of just like a kind of a booty call thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But let's be honest. Friends with benefits is very, very hard because you got to leave the feelings out of it.
Yeah. Like what if they go sleep with someone else?
There's a whole movie about this.
Yes, there is with
Justin Timberlake, I think.
Yeah.
So here's what we need from you guys at 704-570-9595. If there's somebody out there, as you head into this weekend, who is ready to initiate Operation Friends with Ben's, you know, it just sounds so easy when you hear it. Like, it should be perfect. Like, hey, I'm friends with her. He's friends with me. We're not dating anyone. And
it's easy.
It's just easy. We have an understanding. But how do you keep each other from catching feels?
I don't think you do. I think it fails every time. Same thing. I have the same feeling about, what is it called? Open relationships.
Oh, doomed for failure?
Of course, yeah. I think there's no way any of those situations end out well.
I think maybe it can work, but you both have to be in like this phase of your life where you just want to have fun with people and like go on dates and you're not looking for anything serious on both sides. And like, I mean, sometimes I'm sure it does grow into feelings, but I think if you're in the same mindset, it might be able to work.
Now on the flip side of it, the friends with benefits thing, if you are open and completely honest with each other, like Loren was saying, it could work. But my fear is that someone is going to get hurt. And then when someone gets hurt, not only do you lose the benefits, but you're going to lose the friend then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to nip things in the bud quick. Like the moment, let's say you have a friends with benefits, the moment the friend buys you a really nice gift on Valentine's mm-hmm. Day or a nice birthday gift or does anything extra that you normally wouldn't do for another person, you got to stop it because it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't get special treatment. Yep. We're just going out and we're, you know, doing the thing.
And I think you have to be okay with losing that friend, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're okay with the fact that, like, when this ends, it's over.
So Your Tango put out a list of rules for keeping a friends with benefits situation casual and how to avoid getting hurt. They say don't try to make your situation into a regular relationship. Stay emotionally neutral. Now, these are all great things to say. That's why we need to hear from someone who is in a friends with benefits relationship, because it's got to be hard.
Well, we have Daniel in Charlotte. He has tried a friends with benefits relationship before. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, bud. So what do you think?
I personally think they don't work. I've tried it before, and either one or the other person likes the other more. So it's always some kind of conflict.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the problem, is all these rules, like right. I'm reading on Your Tango right here, they sound good on paper, but literally to put them into action is going to be hard. Like, keep it cuddle free. In other words, if you're going to watch a movie, don't cuddle with each other while you watch the movie.
I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daniel, your phone's messing up.
Keep communication to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hook up 5 nights a week. Don't do a sleepover.
Wait, don't hook up with that friend 5 times a week?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Really?
Then it's like you're living together anyway.
Oh.
Like you got to keep it where like, hey, I'm coming over. And then as soon as the act is done, you're like, I'm leaving to go home.
Yeah.
Understand that the relationship is not built to last, that it's every bit of short term, and that you have to be okay when the one person says, I'm leaving for someone else.
I said that.
I know. And then at the end of it, it says, don't be surprised if you absolutely hate it and tell people never to try it.
Oh, wow.
All right, it is Friday. It is the end of the week, and it couldn't come quick enough for an MRL show family member. We'll tell you about it coming up after 9.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
It's Friday. The MRL show is heading to Carowinds. To take over Carowinds with some of our audience listeners, MRL show family, as we call them.
Mm-hmm.
And the week couldn't come to an end fast enough for one person here on the show.
That's very true. It is me.
Our very own Loren.
Oh, you had a rough week.
This has been a roller coaster of a week. I mean, I'm already like dealing with some family health things that, you know, are... not really, it's not my story to tell, so that's been emotional.
Oh.
And we've been selling our house for, God, 3 months? Wait, way longer than that. That's just how long our offer's been in. And then we thought we were going to close this week, then we weren't closing this week. Mm-hmm. Then yesterday morning we found out we are closing today, so we had to, you know, clean out the house, so and it's just a whole thing.
Is the house empty?
The house is officially okay. Empty, yeah. And I'm dealing with some things personally here at work that have been an issue. And then I took my dad's 35-year-old painting that I was handed down when he passed away to get the frame changed. And somebody broke a pen all over the painting.
Gosh.
Now it's fixed now. But just, I mean, just the ups and downs this week. I'm emotionally exhausted.
There was a lot more downs than ups, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Way more downs.
That's hard.
Yeah. Like, the best part of my day was sitting with my son at the pool. Like, that Aww. Was the best part of my day. Or giving him a bath. Like,
yeah.
Just the chill moments that you take for granted.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of wine this week?
No.
Oh,
that's a problem. We should have.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm on this whole... Somebody called me pregnant last week, so I'm on this whole...
You know what? July's just been a wash. Let's just get rid of July. And August is going to be your month.
Right? Just kick me while I'm down, people.
What's your sign, Loren?
Gemini.
Gemini says go back to bed.
Yeah. And Geminis are usually really good with dealing with adversity because we are like, you know, two people you can turn it off and on, which
yeah.
maybe is why, you know, if you didn't know any of this was going on, you heard the show, you wouldn't know, but...
Wasn't
yeah.
drinking wine healthy? That's not too bad for you, right?
Yeah, it's just like, it's a calorie count.
Oh, geez. here we go.
It's just sugar, and I'm trying to cut sugar out. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say this. It's Friday. The week is finally over, and you have a great weekend plan. Tell everyone what you're doing.
I hope so. And, you know, I know it's been the week, but, like, I'm excited. I'm excited. but I'm not as excited as I thought I was going to be.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I was packing last night, and I was like, should I take this and, you know, or this? And usually I'm like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to take. But, you know, I'm, like, very decisive. Yeah. And last night, I was just, like, so wishy-washy. I was like, I don't know. Am I going to feel like wearing this? Or, you know, it was just like a burden packing last night when normally I'm so excited to pack for a trip.
You have a flight today.
Yes.
To go to Miami to see J-Lo's concert.
Yes.
What time is your flight?
Like 11:40-ish.
Oh, it's been delayed.
Really? Has it really?
Are you serious?
No, it's
oh my God. I was like, give me that computer. Oh my gosh. Roy. I hate you.
Geminis. Your daily horoscope says this. You ready, Loren?
Yeah.
Business as usual is boring, so skip past all of your right brain thinking today and focus more on creative pursuits. Turn the left lobe of your mighty brain on. Instead of looking at spreadsheets or working on calculations, check out some new music or look for some art. Travel.
Ooh, sweet. Look at you.
Yep. Okay.
You've got it. You've got this. And for everyone who had a crappy week, it's over. You've got this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Turn the page. Look towards the weekend, and we start fresh on Monday. And Loren, make sure you keep everybody, what?
I wanted to ask you, are we in a Mercury retrograde?
Yes, I think we are, yes.
We are?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I officially believe in it. Like, I believe in it, Manny. I'm all in now.
I'm telling you, it's a thing, which is why you should check your plans if you're going to travel.
Oh, great. I'm traveling today.
When there's a retrograde, communication is down and traveling plans need to be triple checked. All right. So good luck. Enjoy the J-Lo concert.
Thanks.
Make sure you post at the MRL show and we could watch along this weekend. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren. Good luck, Loren.
Thanks.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.